Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and I'm joined by Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Hello, Brooks.
Hey, Robin.
And I'm rejoined by Wisconsin Public Radio reporter Danielle Gating. Hello again, Danny.
Hi, Robin.
So, Brooks, Duluth has a long-standing group, been around forever, to promote tourism called Visit Duluth. But the city government may be looking elsewhere to get the word out?
Yeah, this week, Mayor Emily Larson announced a plan to go with a Twin Cities marketing firm instead of Visit Duluth to promote Duluth to the region and the world. It's a $1.8 million contract that is paid for with tourism tax dollars. And, you know, for the past 85 years, regardless of the source for the funding, that job has been Visit Duluth and its predecessors. It's a nonprofit visitors bureau that has done this job. And so that has definitely rankled some folks in the community saying, you know, you shouldn't be sending tourism tax dollars out of town. The mayor defends the proposal saying, you know, they went through a public process and this group, Belmont Partners, stood out and can deliver results for Duluth, getting more visitors and more money and really rebooting that pandemic impacted tourism economy. So there could be some work left for Visit Duluth to work on event promotion, and the city council still has to take this up, but a very contentious move to move away from a local firm for tourism marketing, to say the least.
Well, speaking of contention or the potential for contention, St. Louis County Attorney Mark Rubin is retiring, and it's before the end of his term of office. So what does that mean?
Yeah, that means the County Board of Commissioners gets to choose a replacement that will serve until the end of next year. Yeah, St. Louis County Attorney Mark Rubin announced he would retire in September. That's more than a year before the end of his term. He first was elected county attorney in 2010. You know, he was remembered fondly by friends and colleagues. It's worth noting that a couple years ago, he controversially appointed his son, Tony Rubin, to serve as a prosecutor in the county attorney's office. And something that definitely rankled folks, as the Duluth News Tribune reported extensively about that, and found that, you know, other candidates weren't very seriously considered at the time. But Rubin will be 67 this month and is retiring. He said it's the right time and is looking forward to joining his wife in retirement. And so we will see. The controversy will play on. I'm sure we'll learn more about who is lining up to take his spot, at least on an interim basis, before the election is held next year.
All right. Well, Danny, back on the Superior side of the bay, or actually the whole bay and the whole rest of the water that flows into it, you've got some new information on lake levels.
Yeah, you know, as we've seen, water levels have been easing around the Great Lakes after we saw record high levels on Lakes Superior and Lakes Michigan and Huron. And they're expected to remain below record highs that we saw last year and in 2019, according to the latest forecast from the Army Corps of Engineers. But that doesn't mean that they're not still high. In July, we saw water levels on Lake Superior 8 inches below levels in the same month last year, and about a foot below the record high, but it's still about 2 inches above the long-term average. And the same goes with water levels on Lakes Michigan and Huron. They were about 18 inches below the monthly record set in last July. But it's still expected to be far above what we see in a normal year, or an average year, I should say. And that's expected to continue over the next 6 months. But, you know, as we've seen over this past year, there's been very dry conditions up until recently, when we got some rain in June and July across the Great Lakes Basin. So that's really driving levels lower. And as we've seen across the country, you know, there's been lots of heat and drought that's affecting the entire nation. And so the Great Lakes are definitely feeling that, and this fluctuations in water levels. And we're also seeing these levels fluctuate typically with the seasons when they reach their peak water levels in late spring and summer. But this year, you know, Lakes Michigan and Huron saw their monthly peak in January, and that's only happened three other times in recorded history dating back to 1918. So we're going to see, you know, levels still remain high, and that could pose some problems as we head into the fall season when we typically see storms. You know, right now we're seeing people along shoreline areas and coastal communities get a temporary reprieve. But as the fall hits, we could see some areas still impacted by, you know, the threat of erosion or flooding if we see some very large storm events.
All right. Well, I'm back on the land. Finally, our never-ending story about the wolf hunt, which sounds like a fairy tale the way I put it, but it's a bit more contentious.
Yeah, this week the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board took up the wolf harvest quota for this upcoming fall wolf hunt, which will begin on November 6th. And on Wednesday, that board voted 5-2 to set a wolf harvest quota of 300 wolves for this fall's hunt. And that's pretty striking. It goes against the DNR's recommendation to set a harvest level at 130 wolves due to uncertainty over how the population has been responding to the February wolf hunt. And if you remember, state licensed hunters harvested nearly double their 119 wolf quota, killing 218 wolves in less than 72 hours. And a lot of critics have pointed to that hunt as reasons why Wisconsin is incapable of managing the gray wolf population. And it's prompted a lot of pushback from environmental and animal rights groups. The Ojibwe tribes in Wisconsin are asking the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to reconsider the wolf's delisting due to what they see as systemic failures of Wisconsin's wolf management. And John Johnson Sr., the Lac du Flambeau president and also chair of the Voight Intertribal Task Force, spoke at the meeting yesterday and said that he feared that there is going to be a lack of respect for not only public policy, but science and the wolf in the decision that they made. And at times, there was discussion of raising that quota to as much as 500 wolves. Wisconsin's Greenfire, a conservation group of former DNR staff, has pointed out that this quota, if it's reached, would mean that Wisconsin would basically cut their wolf population in half or even more than that in a single year. So it's an interesting time with wolf management and a lot of debate over that. Farmers and hunters want to see more wolves killed because they feel there are too many animals on the landscape, increasing conflicts and harming pets and livestock. And so there's just a lot of debate over the right way to go here. But there seems to be some consensus that the Wisconsin DNR is not able to manage this population the way that they see fit from a biological and scientific perspective because of this policy setting board.
All right. And again, I'm sure we will have an update to your update long before any hunt actually takes place. We've been speaking with Danielle Kading, the Superior based reporter for WPR News. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Robin.
And Brooks Johnson of the Star Tribune's North Report team. Thank you, Brooks.
Thanks, Robin.
You can read the stories by Brooks and the Star Tribune's entire Twin Ports Bureau at www.startribune.com/northreport. And be sure to subscribe to their local newsletter. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. We leave you with the music of Danny Frank appearing on Sunday at the Great Twin Ports Get-Together. Stay safe, everyone.
When you came into my life, baby, well, my heart just skipped a beat, and I needed you more than you could ever know. You made me feel complete, 'cause I was going down, going down. And it's time for me across the water, where I can sit beneath the leaves of smoky gold and hear that high and lonesome call. Well, every day is a new day, just like old Charlie said, which means that we get up and we try and try again. And after all these years, you think we